bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
Luther 小时.
Till wounds and Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Mrs. Naomi of Indonesia. A widow, a mother, a daughter who was rejected by her family, Naomi shares her story and how the Lord used the Lutheran Hour Ministries office to touch her life. A note from myself, to protect Naomi from Islamic reprisals, we have changed her name and personal information in this devotion. A text for a devotion from the 8th chapter of Romans. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. My birth name was not Naomi, but when I became a Christian, I changed it to that Bible name. When my husband died 2 years ago, I was left with two children. I was born and raised by a family who were devoted to Islam. My father was Arabian descent, and my mother was a Javanese. I was raised in a strict Islamic home. One day I met a young man who came from another community. He was a Christian. Soon I was in a relationship with him. During our relationship, I tried to deepen my faith and knowledge of Islam, my religion. I joined a Quran recitation club, Majlis Taklim, and other organizations. Finally, we were married. After a while, my husband gave me a Bible and a book of Christian spiritual songs. I refused, but he forced me, threatened me, and even did not hesitate to hit me. I was confused about what had happened to him. Why had he become such a strange person? Finally, he left me. Deeply sad and frustrated, I went back to my family. Even there I wondered, how could Allah let bad things happen to me? I always tried to do my best, as my faith taught me. I had even tried to convert my husband. I was shaken. Not too long after that, I saw my husband again. Somehow I ended up taking him back. I told him what had happened when we were separated, how he had hurt me badly and deeply. He apologized and promised it would never happen again. He asked me to come to the church with him, but I wasn't ready. One day I met a man who was teaching Equipping the Saints program from Lutheran Hour Ministries, Indonesia. He was a dignified-looking man and kind also. He had sympathy when he listened to my fears about Jesus. He shared with me about how God always loves people, and how that love was shown in Jesus who gave himself up for us on the cross. He told me how Jesus wished to save us from our sins, and how eternal life and salvation would become ours if he became our Savior. And then, suddenly, I believed. God had had his own plan to bring back my husband to me. I knew for sure that God loved me very much also and wanted me to follow him. Then I asked my husband to bring me to the church to be baptized. I was baptized and became a member in the GPIB, the West Indonesian Protestant Church in West Java. When my family found out that I had become a Christian, they firmly rejected me. They said I had become an apostate and an infidel. It is a painful thing to experience. Still, Jesus is bigger than my grief. That being said, I will continue to cling to Jesus who has atoned for my sins. I will hold fast and let the Lord use me as a tool and reach out to others who are not yet saved. We pray. Dear Lord, full of mercy, I thank you for all you have done in my life, for the many good things you have given to me. Please keep me and my family so we can also be blessings to many people around us. In Jesus, our true Savior, I pray. Amen.